Some public school students in Austin are taking state-mandated tests this week. Do Texas school districts lose 45 days a year to that testing? I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News, and here with me to discuss that question is the Austin American-Statesman's political fact-checker, Gardner Selby. Welcome.
Pencils up.
I'll leave that to the students, thanks. But PolitiFact recently picked up on a Republican leader's claim about the days that schools lose to tests like the STAR.
That's right. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst offered a count of days lost.
And what did he say?
Discussing the possibility of the prospect of reducing the number of state end-of-course exams, the ones that are in there now in the high schools, Dewhurst said he wants to, quote, reduce this excessive number of days that our school systems lose every year, some 45 days on testing, unquote.
But 45 days is a figure that gets thrown around a lot, right?
Dewar's office reminded us as much, pointed out three news and opinion articles out there that gave the 45-day figure. However, none of those three explained how the 45 was worked up, how they got to that figure.
And PolitiFact looked at a similar claim before, right?
Yeah, we sure did. Last year we rated as false a claim that most schools, meaning K through 12, spend 45 days of the year in some form of mandated testing. School calendars at that time just didn't back that up.
Well, if it didn't back it up, then surely those calendars show a good number of days devoted to state tests.
Right. In checking Dewhurst, we confirmed that districts could soak up parts of 22 to 36 days on the STAR. One could even speculate that parts of up to 54 days get taken by such tests. If you assume the school districts use every permissible day and they roll in the warm-up or benchmark tests that districts often give.
So this claim came out to be true.
Oh, that horse. Remember the lieutenant governor said districts lose 45 days to this testing. If this were so, 45 different days would be vamoosing, so to speak. And we couldn't find evidence that this is really happening, as far as we can confirm. Let me give a little perspective here. Any one student is taking as few as two STAR exams in a year, say in third grade, and pity the poor 10th graders who have to retake exams, up to 15 exams.
So it's the precision of the 45 days figure that jammed up the truth meter?
That's right. We are still hearing this figure, though, without explanation or proof. It's really making it hard to buy. Nevertheless.
Oh, yes. Nevertheless.
Don't you love those neverthelesses? Nevertheless, we see an element of truth to this claim. The same 45 days fits in the range of 22 to 54 days that are supported by the test calendars and the law. We rated this claim mostly false.
Mostly false.
Mostly false. That means it has an element of truth.
All right, well, say we'll see you in maybe 7 days.
I'll be here for the test.
Gardner Selby is the head fact checker for the Austin American-Statesman's PolitiFact Texas. And I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.